Hey y'all, it's Alante, and you're listening to Black and in Grad School, the podcast that helps women and people of color like you excel in this journey. If you're listening, I believe you are an aspiring or current scholar who wants to successfully navigate this process. By sharing my experience while pursuing my PhD and interviewing other Black graduate students or early career professionals, it is my hope that you can glean encouragement, advice, and strategies that you can apply to your journey. Thanks for listening. What's up, y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Black and in Grad School. I'm really happy that you're here. All right, so we're continuing on with our flowers mini series, and I'm really excited about today's recipient. I think that it's going to be a really great session. So let's get started with Lessons from the Trap, and how apropos that today's song is Bloom by Black Party. And the theme of the song is really simple. It's just wishing one well. And I pulled like a little line from Rap Genius that I think is very succinct in what the song is. In this simple laid-back track, Black Party croons a message of self-love and growth to the listener. What a beautiful thing for us to be the recipient of. So the lyrics are pretty straightforward, but one little like stanza I really liked was, I hope your flowers bloom. I hope you grow up to be everything that you want to be. The whole song is, I hope your flowers bloom. I hope your flowers bloom. And it's just like, I think about how beautiful it is to like wish that for someone and to then again be on the receiving end of that type of beautiful saying. So from me to you, I hope your flowers bloom. And that's it for Lessons from the Trap today. Very succinct, very short. But moving right along into our recipient of flowers, it is Isabel Wilkerson. And typically I've been like reading a bit, responding a bit. I'm gonna start with like how I came to discover this next modern scholar, and then I'll read her bio and background that I prepared. My mom and I actually went to go see Ava DuVernay's latest movie, Origin, a couple of weeks ago, and it is based on Isabel Wilkerson's life and her work, specifically her book Cast. And if you haven't seen it, you need to. It is so good, and I think it's gonna win a lot of awards, maybe more on like the Sundance Cannes scene than maybe like an Oscars or something, but it was really, really excellent. I had actually heard of her work before, but after seeing the movie, both of her books are definitely on my list to read this year. So without further ado, I'm going to share a little bit about Isabel Wilkerson. She is the winner of the Pulitzer Prize, the National Humanities Medal, and has become a leading figure in narrative nonfiction as interpreter of the human condition and an impassioned voice for demonstrating how history can help us understand ourselves, our country, and our current era of upheaval. Through her writing, Wilkerson brings the invisible and the marginalized into the light and into our hearts. Through her lectures, she explores with authority the need to reconcile America's karmic inheritance and the origins of both our divisions and our shared commonality. Her debut work, The Warmth of Other Suns, won the National Book Critics Circle Award, the Heartland Prize for Nonfiction, the Ennisfield Wolf Award for Nonfiction, the Linton History Prize from Harvard and Columbia Universities, and the Stephen Ambrose Oral History Prize, and was shortlisted for both the Penn Galbraith Literary Award and the Dayton Literary Peace Prize. She's a native of Washington, D.C., and a daughter of the Great Migration, the mass movement that she would go on to write about. She won the Pulitzer Prize for feature writing in 1994 as Chicago Bureau Chief of the New York Times, making her the first African-American woman to win a Pulitzer Prize in journalism. She then devoted 15 years and interviewed more than 1,200 people to tell the story of the 6 million people, among them her parents, who defected from the Jim Crow South. As for her new book, Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents, and the venerable UK bookseller Waterstones calls it an expansive, lyrical, and stirring account of the unspoken system of divisions that govern our world. And for that, we give our flowers to Isabel Wilkerson. If you have time, make it a priority to see Origin, the movie. It weaves in how much importance and how much happens when we are writing, right? From a writer's experience, even as a research writer, that's like my only experience. I'm not an author yet. when we are writing, but life is still going on, and how one persists to share their perspective or share their research, share their work with the world while your own personal life is happening. Life is going to always happen. And the things that happened in Isabel Wilkerson's life could have kept her from sharing her expansive, her immaculate work, her important work, but she didn't let it and realized how important her work was to helping us understand the world that we live in and why it operates the way that it does. It was really incredible. I don't want to spoil it, which is why I'm not sharing more. And I was intentional about not including parts that are in the movie per se. But such a good movie. The books are on my list to be read. But I just wanted to give flowers to Isabel Wilkerson, as she absolutely deserves it. And next week we'll wrap up with a STEM major turned creative writer, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of Blacken in Grad School. For more content to help you on your grad school journey, check out blackingradschool.com. That's blkingradschool.com. Love this episode? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Until next time.